Jai Sadama, everyone. This is Sadhvi Sadali Shri here with my spiritual teacher and guru, Acharya Shri Yogish, for the third day of this year's Pariyushan series for Acharya Shri's podcast. Acharya Shri is a respected enlightened one who has helped thousands of souls progress on their spiritual path and totally transform. Welcome to all of our new listeners, and thank you for tuning in.
Pariyushan, fourth day. Simply fourth day, you control your four emotions. If you can control your four emotions, you are really high. You can improve yourself. First emotion is anger. Anger is a very bad emotion. If you can somehow learn about the anger, what anger is, and somehow finish it. Because anger is a momentarily sometime. It triggers you something. It means you don't know about the anger. Anger has a big family. You have to go through the family. If that family is living inside of you, you're going to be angry. I will count little their name. If you have a lot of frustration, if you get irritated, if you get annoyed, if you have resentment, if you hold a lot of grudges, if you have enmity, if you are always agitated, aggravated, or you get upset, or you are unhappy. This is all family of anger. But you don't know it. That's why if you don't work on the family sitting there, one is enough for that. If you have even resentment, one is enough to be angry. What about all this family sitting there? First thing, fourth day, you know about your anger and work on there. If you work this emotion, then you can work on the other emotion. I'm not going to go in detail. But second is ego. It is called man. And ego is a big emotion. And that's what I'm going to teach you today. Ego. Ego is people think they are good. They have some ego, they have a lot of things, they have a big house, they have a big business, they are rich. Little thing sneaks in you. This person become egoistic, they don't consider they are other people too, people, right? That is a very bad emotion. And maya, illusion totally. In illusion, they deceive others. They cheat others. They hurt others. That is because of illusion. We don't understand the reality. We live in the illusion. And illusion is a very bad. And greediness, fourth emotion. If you are greedy too much, everything for me. Everything for me. Too much greedy. And too much greediness, it kills you. These all emotions, they are killers. Fourth day, if you understand them and you dissolve them, you work on them, you finish them, that is the fourth day of Pariyushan. Four emotions. I'm going to go because I choose last teaching of the extraordinary enlightened person, Tirthankar Mahavir. 2600 years ago, he changed the whole system of India. India became non-violent since then. All kings, they become non-violent. And India is considered now non-violent country. India never invade other countries. Why? Because they don't believe in it. But India got invaded long. Many outsider people. And they still accepted them. So, but he changed the whole system. India become non-violent. And now all the other countries, they look towards India as a spiritual country. Peaceful country, spiritual country. No wonder many people go there to just to experience it, the spirituality. And that's where the Paryushan is, a spiritual celebration. It's a celebration of soul. You have celebrated for many things, for your body, for your senses, entertainment. This is all entertainment of your body and senses. But you never celebrate for the reality. Reality is hidden inside of you. But we live in illusion. We don't want to see the reality, the truth. One king, his name was King Bhoj, Raja Bhoj. He was ruled over Dhara Nagari, the city of the Dhara. One day a foreigner came there in his kingdom and he said, I want to debate all of your whatever you scholar you have. I have 1400 scholars. I can defeat all of them. I said, wow. He accepted his debate. He called his all scholars in there. And the first they were like not known scholars. They start discussing this little debate. And he was so powerful, was learned scholar, they begin to get defeat. And even halfway, they were all defeated. 1400. So he's going to defeat me. What I am going to do, it will be insult of mine. Nobody can stand. Anyway, so he couldn't sleep whole night. Early morning he was walking, there was one very solid guy, big head. But his work was, he was making a oil from the mustard seed, and not a single drop he wasted. He has a little clothes and all he hold it, mostly is a mess when they make oil. It's a machinery. But he was so expert, not a single drop. He seems like a wise person. He went to him that, hey, do you know any debate? Debate? I don't know. I am not educated. But can you debate with? Oh, yes. I debate many times with people here, but no. But he's a scholar. Oh, I don't care, scholar. They can ask me a question, I am going to answer. But hey, one scholar, he is defeating all my scholars. In our kingdom, I am going to defeat him. Take me there. So now the next morning, he sent a beautiful clothes for him. Because he was a poor guy. But his body, his look, he was very impressive. That's what he got impressed by, his look. And on the top, he did beautiful clothes. And his turban, his hair, he looked like a Pandit, a scholar, priest, kind of. And he arranged all these scholars that he will come sitting on my elephant in my court. And you recite all these hymns and all stotram, mantram, prayer. It will look like he the biggest one, right? And they know that he doesn't know anything. But they have to recite because he's king's order. And he came. When he came, entered very gracefully and because she never had this kind of clothes, new clothes. He's like a body becomes. He went there, and the foreigner scholar, he said, wow, so many people are around him, all scholar. He must be the leader of the scholar. First impression is best impression. He began to shake inside that foreign scholar. He said, but he bring four things with him. One was a big pile of the grass. It was, he tied it and he keeping with him little pile of the grass. And one he has a shovel. Shovel you dig the ground. And one he has big rope with him. That foreigner, that, and he was tying his big belly with the big clothes, something. And the foreigner asked, why are you belling? Oh, I have so much knowledge. The other people, he didn't speak. He has so much knowledge, he think his stomach is going to burst out. Foreign scholar got a little scared that he must have a lot of knowledge. He is not speaking. Other people are speaking for him. That what about why he has this rope? This rope, if somebody get defeated by him, somebody flies to the sky, it's a magic rope. He catches them. He got more scared. Now what about this shovel he had? Shovel? He had shovel. If somebody go down to the earth, he's going to dig and find him. He never going to leave him alone. What about this, the one grass, this big one here? When he get defeated, he made that person to eat that grass. He got so scared. He said, wow, he must be very scholar. He said, he thought it is better if I just talk to him in silence. That I want to debate, but not in words. I will ask him question, sign language, because he got scared of what he saw. And his king said, okay, permit it. Do debate in silence, sign language. He raised his one finger. The scholar raised. He raised two fingers, very angry. Well, he was satisfied. He raised his five fingers, whole hand. And this uneducated guy, he raised this, make a feast. The scholar said, I am satisfied. He answered my all questions. I gave up. I accept my defeat. He is the winner. And it was all celebration. Big money to this poor guy. And king gave lot of... Then king called him in private, that the scholar, that what did you ask? I didn't get it. That I asked him, I raised my one finger, right? That God is one, right? And he raised two fingers. He said, there is a God, he's called Brahma in our language, Sanskrit. Brahm means God. But he raised two fingers that there is a Brahm, there is a Brahm. Brahm means illusion. There is illusion too. There are two things. And I was so satisfied that he knows what he is talking about. that why did you show him this hand? That I showed him that there are five senses, they bother us. But he showed me this, real under my control. I was so satisfied that if somebody has control over their senses, I cannot debate with them. He's so powerful, the way he looks, the way he answers. King said, okay. He gave him a little money and he left. He called the other fellow, who was uneducated, that what did he ask you? I didn't understand anything. He was a very bad man. I thought he was a scholar. He was a very bad man. He raised one finger, he wanted to poke my one eye. And I said, I'm going to poke your two eyes. King laughing, because it is in private, right? That what about he raised his hand. He's the worst guy I never met, this kind of guy. He wanted to slap me. I said, hey, I'm going to punch you. And King said, wow, he's good, it was silence, right? The debate, ego, all these things, they make you something. I mentioned yesterday confession. Now the next question is khamavunayai bhante jive kim janiyai. That for forgiveness, if you forgive someone, what happened to you if you somebody give forgiveness? Forgive someone. First of all, psychologically you have to understand what is forgiveness. Forgiveness is somebody did mistake and they asking forgiveness, you forgive. That's what we think. Right? Before I answer you what they say in the scriptures, I am going to explain to you. Forgiving others seems very easy, right? Forgiving yourself is very difficult. People forgive others, but they have a hard time to forgive themselves because they know inside what they have done. That's what I mentioned. One may hide from others, but can they hide from themselves? No. They know what they have done wrong. And what they have done wrong, they bother by that. Even nobody knows it, what they have done. Right? But what we do, our forgiveness is so cheap. I cannot believe it. That's what people forgive others. Forgiving others is very easy. Why it is easy? As soon as you forgive others, hey, I forgive you. What does it mean? You're putting the person down. That is your forgiveness. This forgiveness doesn't work in the Parivarshan. Real forgiveness is totally different. Real forgiveness, you don't forgive others by putting them down. It is like you forgive because you want to forgive. Like if you can forgive yourself, same way, if you can, forgiving others is not easy. But that is the things we know. But I am talking about the real forgiveness. What happened to you? If real forgiveness happened in to your life, your head and heart totally happy. Your head is happy and your heart is happy too. Because as soon as you forgive, you release a lot of burden. Right? Your head becomes so happy, your heart becomes so happy. That is the first achievement about forgiveness, if you do it. Second is, you purify your thoughts and you be free from all of fear. As soon as you forgive, real forgiveness, you purify all your thoughts and you are totally free from all of fear. Because before that, you are holding fear, right? And all this fear will be gone. That is the second achievement by the forgiveness. Third is, your friendship towards all living beings. If you forgive, if you have forgiveness, you become friend with everyone. Friendship with even all living beings. Forget only your friends or your human people. Your friendship increases towards all living beings. And that happens only if you have forgiveness, this higher quality. Forgiveness is the biggest quality. Where there is a forgiveness, there is no those big family, anger family. Where there is forgiveness, there is no anger, there is no ego. There is no, at least these emotions. It's a big family. Ego has a big family too. Illusion has a big family. So is greediness. But I mentioned to you that as soon as you have forgiveness, your anger disappears. Forgiveness is very important. In our language, only word is a sorry. Right? If in the family somebody is two people fighting, you say sorry, fight is over. Wholeheartedly, if you say. If you just say sorry by saying sorry, it doesn't work. That's what real forgiveness is. It comes from your heart, wholeheartedly. That's what you achieve, whatever I said to you. Next question is, Sajjhayanang bhante jive kem janayai? It is a 72 question. It becomes 73, but 72 real. And I am trying to finish all this so you can get benefit. Sajjhayanang bhante jive kim janayai. If you read the scriptures, the holy books, what happened to you? That's what they translate, sajjhayanang. It is a Prakrit language, but I am a scholar of this, so I know that is a wrong translation. Swadhyaya means not just reading holy scriptures. Swadhyaya means read yourself. Study yourself, who you are. By doing this swadhyaya is an antrik tapa, inner fasting. If someone knows how to study themselves, himself, herself, he is the greatest person. What you achieve? As soon as you are involved in this, your obstructed karma of your knowledge is fully gone. You become knowledgeable. But we do only outer scriptures study and we become a scholar of it. That is not a swadhyaya. Swadhyaya means study to the scriptures. That's what they do. I am going to amend it. Swadhyaya means self-study. And self-study is very difficult. You will find a lot of shortcoming inside of you. Right? Unless you do self-study, you're never going to find it. In my childhood, I used to read one little story I'm going to share with you. There were two friends. One was a needle, one was a strainer. Needle, when you sew the clothes, right? And strainer, when you strain things, right? Spaghetti or something. Spaghetti is over, all the other water goes, strainer. They were both friends. And they used to talk a lot. One day suddenly the strainer, out of blue skies, he said, "Hey, sister, needle, You are a sinner. Sinner? How come I am sinner? In your body, big hole. Needle has a little hole to put the thread, right? It is a hole of sin. You are a sinner. She began to laugh at the stranger. That's why you laughing. I am laughing that you saw my body. I have only one hole. What about your body? You have hundreds of holes. That's what we think. It is self-studies. You will find hundreds, thousands of holes inside of you. And that is the way self-study begins. If you begin to see your own fault, your own wrongdoing, your own mistakes, and we have hundreds, thousands maybe, that is called self-study, and you straighten it out, all of them. What happened to that? All your knowledge, obstructing karmas, they finish. They cannot block your knowledge at all. Your knowledge will be so much. Do little study, self-study. Then next question is 19th. Why nai jive bhante kim janiyai? If you do lecture, sermon, but spiritual talk, only spiritual talk. What happens if somebody giving you spiritual talk? But they call it in Hindi vachana. Vachana means like you are spreading the message of the scriptures. That's what they translate. No. That is wrong translation. Vachana is when you absorb the truth inside of you. And you went through all of your whole. Right? And you know who you are. Knowledge reveals. That knowledge, when you start preaching it, that is called vachana. That vachana, sermon is not a vachana. Spiritual discourse can be little vachana if the person is experienced. But if he's a scholar of Bible, scholar of Gita, scholar of any scripture, that is not called vachana. That vachana, when the knowledge comes from you, through your experience, that experience, if somebody is sharing with other people, what happened to you? I am going to explain to you. Vachana, if you do 1 hour vachana and people in front of you, they're listening and they get out of it something, you get the same benefit like you are fasting 3 days on water. You speak 1 hour, but spiritual talk only. Not the lecture, spiritual talk. That's what in our language, we don't call it lecture, we call it pravachan. Pravachan means extraordinary experience of life. You sharing somebody. That is called pravachan. But they consider pravachan is just a lecture. No, it's not a lecture. Spiritual talk. When it happened to you, what happens to that person? He achieved the same benefit like somebody is fasting 3 days and he is sharing only 1 hour. But the reality, the truth. What happened? That he or she who is experiencing that, he began to make a tirtha. Tirtha means, tirtha is a harbor. Harbor, the ocean. On the harbor, a ship can come, and after that, you can ride in the ship and you can cross the ocean. It's a symbolic. it become a tirtha, spiritual tirtha. The people, they come there and they merge into it and they cross the ocean of suffering. This all world is a suffering world. And they go higher. That is the first achievement they happen. That, and after that, they begin to break all the karma. Whatever karma around them, karma is lot of things. Karma is a word one, but it includes lot of all your suffering, pain, illusion, ignorance, anger, ego, deceitfulness, greediness, hate, jealousy, violence. Name it, all these things. In one word, we call it karma. Your karma, you begin to burn all of your karma. It is called nirjara. Nirjara means you begin to burn your karma and your soul begin to come into the light. That is achievement, it happened. And Mahaparyavasan, second, that all, one day it will happen that your all karma will be ended. And when karma is ended, you are in the bliss. That is the result of this. If you do vachana. Vachana means spiritual talk, share. 20th question. Pari puchan yain nai bhante jive kim janiye. This is a scholarly question, kind of. If you have read all these scripture or good books, and you have doubt about it. Maybe you read Bible and you have a lot of doubt. But Catholic, they say, no doubt. If no doubt, how are you going to remove that doubt without asking? If you ask about that doubt, what happened to you? If you read something, Holy Scriptures, which is a good book, which give you little idea of spirituality at least, right? And you get a lot of doubt. If you ask about them, what happened to you? That is the question they ask. It is called pratiprichana. It is a Sanskrit word. What happened to... They will be very expert what they are reading or what they cannot, because without asking, it will be doubt always there and you will not know what it is, right? You might, the person who is spiritual, he will explain to you the meaning of it. You get expert of the meaning. And when you get expert, what is going to happen? You will going to destroy all the desires. The desires which provoking are infatuating, all the infatuation of the desires, all desire who are provoking your all suffering and pain, they will be gone too. Any doubt, you better ask. If you don't ask, you hold inside. It doesn't work. You cannot improve yourself. That's what I call the pratipichana means you ask it. If you ask it, you might understand very well. It brings a lot of understanding. Next question is 21. Pariyatanayenang bhante jive kim janiye. It is called pravartana. That whatever you have studied, suppose. I'm talking about spirituality mostly. If you have studied a lot of good books, they give you a lot of good idea. If you repeat them, If you read one time, no meaning. If you really read them, when you read it, when you read it fully, and you repeat it in your mind again and again. Suppose if you read Dhammo Mangala Mukitam Ahimsa Sanjamo Tavo Deva Vitam Namam Sante Jasya Dhamme Sayamano. That path is an extraordinary path which includes ahimsa, nonviolence, sanyam, discipline, and tapa, fasting. Whatever people are doing, spiritual practices. If somebody is totally, wholeheartedly in that path, deva vitam namam santi, even the angels, they bow down to that person. Because their mind is always indulged in that real path. I mentioned to you yesterday, only angels wish one thing. They have everything. They wish only human life. Because without human life, they cannot break their karma. Even angel wants the human life. And you are so lucky, you already have it. Use it for the good reason. When you repeat again and again this kind of, you find the new meaning in it. By repeating what happened to you. What happened to you? You get the vyanjan labdhi. Vyanjan labdhi means you get expert into those, that concept. Into that, they tell it, vyanjan labdhi means you get expert into the words. But that doesn't make any sense. You get expert into that concept, what you have read, if you repeat it again and again. Sometimes a music you hear one time, you don't understand. Hear again, you understand more. Third time, you understand even more. You understand maybe the whole concept if you hear several times because you are repeating. Then you start singing it, you enjoy even more. You understand even more. Same way, whatever you have read, if you repeat it, if it's just spiritual, that's what I said, it will give you the new meanings. And when you give them the meaning, what is going to happen for that? That even you hear the one word of that, you remember the whole concept. Somebody said only one word, Dhammo. And you speak, Dhammo Mangala Mukitam. Automatically you begin to speak because you have repeated those words, right? Many people, they listen to the Bible, suppose. Jesus said that be aware of your enemy. If you say, be aware, your enemy, that's it. You right away memorize it. Same thing. You become so expert, even somebody repeat one word in front of you, you repeat the whole phrase. That's what it happened. And the more you do it, concept goes very deep and you begin to understand. That's what the result of it. Next question. Anupehe ay nang pante jive kim janiyai. This is a very good question. Anupreksha. Anupreksha is the word. When you see, when you begin to see inside of you, that is called anupreksha. Our Buddhists teach sometimes, watch your breath. That is called anupreksha. That one day you will understand, my breath coming in, going out. What is the meaning? Coming in, going out. Coming in, going out. You watching it. One day, if you really watch it, you begin to see, hey, they are useless. They're going, coming in, coming out. What is the meaning? The real meaning is gone. neither Buddhist monks know. Maybe Buddha knew, but the Buddhist monk, they don't know it. Why? Hey, he maybe mentioned, wash it, then you begin to understand this is useless. I don't want to waste my breath. I want to meditate. I want to do something good before I lose all of them. That is the result. So when you do anupareksha, what happened to you? Watch. Accept your, there are eight type of karma. Accept your IU karma. All seven karma, like obstructor of knowledge, obstruct, who block your vision, who block your attachment, or like it keeps you there, or hindrance on your way, or your name, or your dynasty where you are born, or your namkarango, vedanias. Vedaniya is like all suffering, pain, happiness, whatever. These all seven karmas, they begin to go away, or they become very weak. If you do this, they begin to become very weak. And when they become very weak, the spouse, the bad karma, they're supposed to give you a very bad result. Or maybe they're supposed to give you result after 200 years, suppose. Their duration becomes long. They, you begin to, instead of you will get the result after 100 years or 200 years, when you do this thing, they become assured. They begin to give you result in this life. Instead of they will give you after 50 years, suppose, they begin to give you the same year. And all of you have to go through, because that you collected this, you have to go through this. So that is the result, that those karmas, seven type of karmas, they begin to become sure. They begin to give you result right away. And when they give you the result right away, what is going to happen? That your, the result of the karma will be less. If it is a, you're supposed to get the big result, very suffering, a lot, or maybe 2 years suffering continue, you might suffer only 2 hours. That was reduced. It doesn't go away, but it reduces the result of the karma. And also it does the another diminish the huge mess. Actually, we have in our pores, whatever our pores are, it is called a particle of the karma. The karma also have a particles. Our soul has particles too. Like our body has a pore but is invisible. But when we sweat, it comes out, all the toxins from there. So same way, soul has almost countless particles. All particles, they are full of all toxins, full of all karmas, and soul cannot be awakened. It becomes very less. Means your all particle of the souls are covered by illusion, covered by karma. And when you do anupareksha, watch yourself, begin to watch, you increase watchfulness in every action, in every activity, or in every thinking. That's what your particles of the soul, they begin to remove the karma. That's what it happened. Sometimes it happened even more. It happened that whatever we are thinking, it is the law that you have to collect the IU karma. IU karma means your age karma for the next life. It is all determined here in this life. Till you collect all the next life where you are supposed to go according to your karma, and then the last is your age. It's supposed to be, that's what I suggest to people, when suppose you live 100 years, 33 years is very critical, 33rd year, because you will collect the new age, how, where you will go next life, and once you collect it, you cannot break it after that. You will go there, no matter how much good you become later. But if you going through in the 33rd years, lot of bad negativities, bad thoughts, violence, jealousy, hate, and you will determine your age that time. It will take you very bad family and bad life. But if you do anupreksha, it might not collect, it might not determine that time. It might determine when it is 2/3 left, 66 years. If it did not determine even that, because you are in the very good thoughts, you are doing anupreksha, watchfulness a lot in your action, in your activity, you are always aware, always aware. So you might not collect, you might collect only 48 minutes before you die. And when person is dying, they are always in good mood. They try to ask forgiveness to everyone, they cry, they do. They are in good mood mostly. That I am going away, right? I please forgive me, I have done many wrong things. So they are in good mood, then they will achieve the good life. That's what anupreksha does. I will suggest you always be watchful. Always be watchful. When you are watchful, you save yourself a lot. That is anupreksha. 23rd question. Dham kahai nang bhante jive kim janiyai. If you are doing a katha, dharma katha. They call it dharma katha. I call it spiritual talk. When you do the dharma katha, usually dharma katha is from the scriptures. Or you interpret for the Bible, or Gita, or anything. That's called holy book. Holy book, that's called dharma katha. Dharma means not a dharma. Dhamma. Dharma means a path, a right path. If you are explaining in your talk right path, what happened to you if you are preaching that right path? Your all karma begin to burn nirjara. Or you can be spreading the good message, right? When you spread the good message, other people will begin to burn their karma too, right? And when you do this, what is going to happen? That you are collecting only good karma for yourself, and other people who is learning from you, they will collect also good karma too. Only good karma. At least suffering will be gone. So that's what it happens if you give the spiritual talk. But it is not dharma katha, just religious talk. No, spiritual talk. That's called dharma katha. It happens a lot for people if they are into it. Next question is, suyasya arahanai bhante jive kim janiyai. That if you or indulge into the shrut. Shrut means enlightened person's pose. He gave you the talk. You heard a lot of maybe your 5 years, 10 years, right? If you repeat in your mind, you remember everything, right? Mostly, they do the meaning of the shrut. Shrut means in the books, in the shape of book now. Whatever we heard from the Mahavir is not there, right? How we, whatever his teachings available a little bit in the book. If you read those scriptures, you find little truth here and there. Maybe it is not the whole teaching, but there is maybe a good teaching still. If you read those scriptures and you understand the real meaning of it, what happened to you? Your ignorance will finish. That's what it happened first. And second, your misery is over. Because there are techniques in it, how to finish the misery. How to finish all this karma. So your misery will be gone. That's what you achieve two things. Next question. Egag man sannivesanai bhante jive kim janiyai. If you fully concentrate and your mind is concentrated on one point, what happened to you? If your mind is concentrated fully, it is called like you are totally focused somewhere. When you have that focus, what happened to you? We call it ekagraman. What happened to the focus? All the modification of the mind, which has thousands of modification. Let me tell you, psychologically speaking, in one day, 24 hours, we have 60,000 thoughts. And all belongs to mind. All these bad thoughts, negative thoughts, it is called chitta-vritti. That you finish all this modification, at least bad modification of the mind, all negative, 60,000 thoughts. And hardly we have 5 to 10,000 good thoughts. All the other negative thoughts, bad thoughts. I was reading one book one day, simple book, psychologist wrote it, that I went all around the world to interview ladies. They were married ladies. And one thing I found out common, that it was common, and he's writing in his book, that I never met a single lady. I interviewed thousands, that who never thought about killing her own husband. Maybe when they are angry. Thought about it. It doesn't mean they killed it. Thought about, I'm going to kill you. When they get angry, right? I don't know. It seems like a biased person. Then next page, I read. I interviewed a lot of men. And I never met a single man who never thought about of killing his own wife. Why? Thought about it. It doesn't mean they killed him. Thought about it. Because when they are angry, when they are frustrated, that's where thought comes. So this is called chitta-vritti, modification of the mind. And all this modification, bad modification of the mind, they will be finished. And when they finish, clarity comes. That's what it happened to you. Next question is, sanjamenang bhante jive kim janiyai. What happened to you if you follow the discipline? That is called sanjam. As soon as you have a discipline, suppose you take this vow, that is discipline, that I am going to eat only one time a day. That is your discipline. But you get hungry before, right? you get really unhappy, you get like craving this, that. But you still follow your discipline that, no, I am going to eat only once a day. And when time comes, you eat once a day. That is a discipline. It is called sanyam. It is just an example. You can take any vow in your life and you follow it. What is going to happen to you if you follow the sanyam, discipline? When you follow this discipline, inflow of new karma stops. They don't come to you. You don't collect the new karma. Inflow of new karma, they stop. Next question is, tavenang bhante jive kim janiyai. If you do the tapa, tapa means fasting. And there are 12 kinds of tapa. 6 outside tapa, like anshan, or nodri. Anshan means you don't eat anything. It's a tapa. Unodri, you eat less. Maybe, that is also. There are intermittent lot of tapas, fasting, intermittent fasting. You eat maybe one time in the morning, one in the evening, intermittent. Or you eat only in the evening only, right? Intermittent. Or you eat, I am going to eat only up to 3 o'clock, up to 4 o'clock, intermittent. Because after that you don't eat whole night, right? Up to 4. This called tapa, or fasting. What happened to you if you do the fasting? Fasting does lot of good thing to you. What they do? First thing I am going to tell you, you, by fasting, by tapa, all these in the past you accumulated all the karma, you begin to destroy them. Tapa is a fire. It begins to burn all the accumulated karma. And when you annihilated all this past karma, what is going to happen? Your soul totally get purified. Soul is released by the karma and it is purified. That's what tapa is. I am answering because I want to go through little. But I know I can go in detail, but it will take then 1 hour to explain this. So tapa is just, inner tapa is to, like confession is inner tapa, I mentioned already. All, when you do this kind of austerity, it accumulated karma, they are all gone. Next question, Vo dhanenang bhante jive kim janiye. I am going to, just 2 more. Vo dhanenang bhante jive kim janiyai. By vo dhanenang means when you purify your soul, no karma around your soul. That is called vo dhanenang bhante jive kim janiyai. By purifying your soul, what you achieved? First you achieve akriyata. Akriyata means you are not involved in the bad action at all. You become very quiet, silent. And you become very peaceful. Like you are not doing something. Actual thing become, you become a non-doing person. You are doing but you are not involved in it. You are eating but you are not involved in eating. You are talking, you are not involved in talking. It's very difficult. It is called akriya bhav. Akriya bhav means you are not doing, non-doing state of the consciousness. You are doing everything, but you are not doing in a way. Right? That's what it happened. I give an example. Krishna, in Hindu scripture, he has his queens. They learned that there is one big monk coming, visiting, and he never ate in his whole life. They asked the permission, can we visit? Krishna said, yes, of course you can go. But on the way is a river. But he doesn't eat. We want to feed him something. Take food, he might eat. We never know, right? But on the way is a river, right? How are we going to cross? There is no bridge. There is no boat. Oh, just ask river that, hey, if this monk whom we are visiting, if he never ate in his life, please give us path. And they went with the big dishes, beautiful, you know, royal dishes. They took, maybe he will eat. Otherwise, we're going to eat. Because we're going there. They cross the river. They ask the river, give us path if he, this monk never ate in his life. And the river gave the path. They crossed and they were very happy to visit this monk. In they talk 1 hour, discuss, ask questions, say, by the way, we brought a lot of food. We want to offer you. Oh, yeah, yeah. He ate. He was so hungry, he ate almost all food. But they were very happy to feed him. Anyway, because that was their heart was. When in the evening now, he said, we have a question, one more. We came here, we asked, if you didn't eat, river gave us path. What do we say now? Let's say the same thing. Okay. They went to the river. River, river, can you please give us path if this monk never ate? And the river gave the path again. They got so confused. In the royal palaces, they have a confusing room. Krishna came back. They didn't find their queens. Asked the servants, where are the confusing room? Because they didn't have much time. That's what they make separate room. If somebody is confused, there. Somebody is angry, there. Somebody is angry, there. Somebody is too much illusion, go that room. They used to make that room. He went there. Why? That we are confused. We fed him by ourselves. And the river is biased. River gave the path again. First day, in the beginning, I understand that he didn't eat. But he ate. Oh, that's why you are confused. Hey, this monk, even he is eating, he doesn't eat. He is not into the food. He eats just to be alive. We are into the food. We crave, right? When we crave, it means we are into it. If somebody is not into it, he is eating, not eating. He is walking, not walking. He is drinking, he is not drinking. He is not into it at all. That is called, what you call that? That is what I am saying. Non-doing, it happened to you, non-doing. And when it happened, non-doing, a kriya, then what is going to happen? All the bad activities of the mind are your speech, are your body, they stops right away. They become purified. All the action are activities. And after that, you become siddha. You become awakened. You become liberation. That's what it happens. You do this all kind of thing. That is called Vodane Nang Pante Jivekin Janin. Now two more questions. Su Sayanang Pante Jivekim Janiyai. If you are becoming allergic of all these whatever we crave, desires, right? And you become very kind of happy after that, if you don't have those. But if you crave, you have desires, you want something, you wish something, that is called this, that is the meaning of Susayanang Bhante Jivekim Janye. But unfortunately, they translate something else. But I am going to tell you, they say only if you are allergic of the sex. That's what they do. No, it is not that. That is the meaning I gave to you. If you get allergic of that, what's going to happen to you? It happened to you, you become allergic of all desires, all craving, all wants, all wishes. You don't wish anything. You become totally into yourself. And when you do that, what is going to happen? You become uncompassionate. You become very compassionate. Your heart cries with little thing. And you become vigat-shok. Vigat-shok, no miseries, no any pain. Even you are going through pain, no pain. Vigat-shok. And what happened to you? That your charitramoniya karma, which blocked your conduct, your behavior, your this obstructor of that kind of karma, it finishes. You become totally free. Charitramoniya means it keeps you indulgent into this world. You're never going to leave this world. Even you have opportunity, you don't have a child, you don't have a husband, you still doesn't want to involve into the reality, the truth, the meditation, the spirituality. But you have opportunity. But if you don't have by chance, that is a different story. You can do whatever you can do. Otherwise, do it 100%. That's what it is. Last question. Aparibadh yat nai bhante jive kim janiye. This is a complicated little bit, but I am going to tell you. Non-attachment. What happens if you are non-attachment? You are not attached to anything. Right? And it is very difficult to achieve that state because people are attached to little things. One guy, he was crossing the forest, very tall guy, he had something belonging. Four bad people, gangs, they saw him, he must have money, let him enter into the forest because he had to cross. They attacked him. He was fighting very badly. He fought bravely. Somehow they were four, they controlled him. They tie his hands and they start searching his belonging. There was nothing. They search his all pocket, one penny. He say, hey, you could have told, you don't have anything. We didn't have to fight with you. One penny, take it. They throw the penny to him. You fought so bravely for this one penny. He said, but I am attached to my penny. Right? Attachment, non-attachment, when it happened to non-attachment, what happened to you? If really non-attachment happened, then you are not indulgent. Your indulgent will not happen at all. Non-attachment, no indulgement, at least wrong indulgement. You become a nisang. Nisang means you don't need companion that time. You are experiencing aloneness. You begin to experience aloneness. Even though you live with the 10 other people, but you are alone. And aloneness is a beauty. You don't feel lonely. Sometimes people live with the 10 members of the family, they are lonely. Loneliness is a curse. But what does it do, non-attachment? It makes you alone. Aloneness, if it happens, somebody's life, that is the luckiest day. Aloneness, they never suffer. To be alone, you never suffer. To be lonely, you suffer all the time. Right? Loneliness and aloneness. It happened, aloneness. And when aloneness happens, so you become totally detached. Or you become allergic of many things. And when you are allergic of many things, that is the time your real path begins. But if you are not allergic of it, you will crave, you will want, you have a wish. That's what I suggest you hear more of question. This is only, I did up to here 30 question. 72. And 3 more days left. I will try to finish. I am determined to finish. But I have to tell you in brief maybe, not in detail. I know a lot of detail. Even I can speak on one question maybe 1 hour. But I am not going to go detail. This way you can little bit touch everything and you get an idea what is my life purpose. Why I am here? Do I have to do anything in my life? Or just eat, sleep, and waste our time? We are wasting, day and nights are passing. Mahavira used to say, Jaja vachai raini, the nights which are past gone, is gone forever. Naisa padi niyate, they don't come back. Right? Aham manu kun manasya. The people who are wasting it, they are not doing anything for themselves. Right? The afla janti raino. All nights and days, they are useless. But he said, if people dhamma manam hu kun manasya, if they're following the real path, and they are doing something for themselves, self-study, meditating, something, that what happened, safla janti raino, their nights are useful. Be aware, don't waste your, not even one breath. In even one breath, you maybe repeat something good word. That's what, there are many hidden more questions. They are maybe relevant to you. Maybe they are not asked. I'm going to repeat and give little brief answer so you get in touch a little bit more. And that is the pollution. Pollution is a you eat, but eat for the soul. Not for the body and senses. That's enough. Pollution 8 days. 8 days, pollution. Pollution means purification of the soul. Totally. You give the diet, you feed your soul. The people who are lucky, who are fasting, they don't give the food for the body or for the senses. They're giving the body for the soul. And soul might wake up. That is pollution. Purely spiritual celebration. 4th day, finish, 4 more days. I'm trying to give the finish all this very beautiful teachings. It was his last teachings, and it is, he gave almost 36 chapters. This is 29th. And somebody asked him 72 questions. Will complete, 4 more days. Jai Siddhatma.
Mathenva Nami Acharya Shri, and thank you all for tuning in to Acharya Shri's podcast today. Please be sure to subscribe to his podcast on iTunes and YouTube, as well as follow Acharya Shri on social media via Facebook and Instagram. This way you continue to receive guidance for your spiritual journey. Jai Siddhatma.